This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
Hello, we're in for the new podcast. I say it's new because it hasn't existed before today. The podcast itself has been around for a while.
Wow.
What a concept.
Hello, welcome.
Tomorrow on the show, we're talking about status updates, just like the concept of them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because you don't really do them anymore, realistically. The closest thing you get to a status update is a caption on like an Instagram post, maybe.
True.
Not even that anymore. It would be like a an Insta story.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't even do a post anymore.
Less
it doesn't make
thought.
It to the grid.
Absolutely
true.
Not. You never would. Were either of you Twitterers?
Yes.
Jules and I have spoken about,
yes.
We had Twitter for uni stuff.
Sadly, yes.
Because of journalism, they're like, oh, it's integral to the thing. So you're a Twitterer I should say.
I was, yeah, back in my high school days.
Did you delete your account or is it still there?
I definitely deleted the account. Who knows what was on there? I have no idea.
I once had a Bebo account. I don't know.
I had a Bebo account.
What is that? Is that just another social media?
Just another stupid social media. Anyway, I think it had embarrassing things and I tried to reach out to like get rid of it and they were like, no.
No, we need that. That's going to be useful for us down the track. If you ever become big enough, they can blackmail you. It's a bit of fun.
Exactly. Fun for them. But no, I've already done like things that probably should make me cancelled on my Facebook statuses. You'll get a free one today.
All right. Well, yeah, we're having a look at some memories today. Would we like to take in turns? Let's play mine first because we just heard a bit of mine.
So I don't know. Years ago.
Mine's not a status. Mine is a post from this day in 20th of September 2016. The post is labeled "Serious Film Students." It's us in the backseat of a car. I think we're just one of the film subjects I did. I don't know really the relevance of this, but. It's three people, one of which whose name I don't remember. One of my good friends.
That one had to be you. That really.
That was no. That was Stephen.
Oh.
And a girl called Nicole, who I went on a very brief date with.
Brief? How brief? Hang on. Date?
Yeah. What do you mean brief? Like what? 5 minutes?
Oh, I reckon like half a.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bad date.
Well, at the time I was like, this is weird. I don't know. I'm not super fan of this. What it was I don't know if it was this day. It might have actually been, this is very funny. It might have been this day. I remember asking her out, being like, hey, do you want to, you know, go get a drink sometime, whatever. And she's like, yeah, okay, for sure. And I was like, great. Thumbs up. This is great news. But then when the initial plans fell through, we then made secondary plans to meet up and get like, just like a coffee at the uni we both went to.
Yeah.
And then that was like 30 minutes, and then she was very clearly trying to get out of there during. And I was like,
awkward.
And then we just never, I don't think I ever saw her again.
How rude.
Yeah. And I was like, don't go on the date if you don't want to.
So this is post the video.
This is, I think, maybe she heard my karaoke and was like,
weird that that was earlier in the day rather than the end of the day.
Yeah. Well, who's to, you know,
karaoke anytime you want.
Yeah.
You know? You can rock out at any time. So
weirdly,
the right side.
For a Facebook video that's just shared to like my friends, got nearly 700 views. Weird. That's too many for what this is.
How often are you reviewing that, Nick?
I don't know. Yeah, it's just all me. Very strange.
Could have been?
Nicole Victoria. Ooh. Callie, maybe? I feel like it might have been Callie. And then Stephen Warburton. You know, hope you're all doing well. I know Stephen's all right. Stephen's doing well. I like Stephen.
It's okay.
I haven't seen Stephen in ages, but I have remained friends with him over the years.
Aww.
That's my
your
Facebook
contribution.
Nice. Yes.
Thank you for your contribution.
And tomorrow on the show, we'll see if there's anything else that I need to add. But that being said, there was a period there for when I found out that Facebook was doing the memories where I would, when they would pop up before, like I would do a show. And then if I thought that it was especially bad, like I would delete it. Some of them are fun snapshots, but some of them I went, no, let's get rid of that.
Some of them you can see like people you used to be friends with and you're like, yeah, that's sad or good. For the best. Bye-bye.
Absolutely. You know what my favorite one? I got rid of a few of these because I thought these were, I don't need these. I think these are really funny. But it was, remember the classic Facebook thing of like for a rating or something?
Oh, like
for
like.
Follow for follow.
Yeah.
And I clearly was like, I must have liked them thinking that I was more friends with people because I remember seeing one, this would have been years ago, but I remember seeing one where it was like the comment on my Facebook wall that they had posted after I'd clearly liked their status was like, I don't really know you that well. You seem nice. I was like, I mean, why did I feel like I could like that then?
No.
So strange.
I remember that. There was a like for a message or a like for a how I think about you.
Yeah, so, interesting. I think that's just a way for teenagers to like subtly flirt.
That feels very MySpace-y.
Absolutely.
I'm pretty sure it originated in MySpace, but you know. Navigated over to Facebook.
Jules, you've got a memory from today.
Also studious, like you, I suppose.
What were you singing karaoke to?
I wish it was karaoke. It was just no being. I should be cancelled 10 years ago on this day.
Well, if you should be cancelled, do you want us to turn the mics off and then you tell us first, or do you think that it won't get you cancelled?
You can beep it out.
All right.
Oh Lord.
I forget to often do that, so that's no. Say what it is.
Then we can unpack the context.
Right.
There is a fine line between filming a journalism assignment about children's storybooks and becoming a pedo. And then I tagged someone.
Oh my God.
No, I think that's not cancelable.
Why did you tag that person?
They weren't relevant to the assignment. I truly don't know. I'm not friends with that person. And she liked it and two others did.
There is a fine line between filming a children's book for a uni assignment.
Yeah.
And being a pedophile. Well, I suppose, in a way, interesting.
I remember the assignment.
The fine line is probably made of bricks.
Actually, in journalism, there was like a time where I was filming a story. I was filming something about a storybook, and there was another time where I was filming a whole bunch of kids playing AFL.
Huh.
But I don't know how I combined the two of them because they were separate assignments. Anyway, that happened.
That's interesting.
Not good.
Was that, what year was that, by the way?
10 years ago.
10 years ago.
2013.
2013.
Yeah, you're, I think we delete that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, a live deleting.
There we go.
That's right. Scrub the internet. Well, you know, the evidence is out there, so it's sort of as good as.
Oh, yeah, it's on the podcast now.
Arguably, this is more public than your Facebook profile.
The same year I wrote free Wi-Fi, om nom nom.
Oh, Jules. Jules was a Tumblr girl.
Were you on Tumblr?
Yeah.
Still
I
is.
I didn't post.
Om nom nom.
Do we start the Nick and Jules Tumblr?
No, please no. Too much effort.
No one uses Tumblr anymore, unfortunately.
Would it be, well, if the Nick and Jules show had a Tumblr, would it be like emo girl Tumblr?
Ooh, what's the
like
vibe?
What would the vibe be?
Oh, that's interesting.
Would we have coon tails? Like what, you know?
Would it depend on who's monitoring it at the time? Like Instagram takeovers, does it depend on who has it at the time? Nick's like going to the gym. It's just like pics of Arnie and
it's workout inspo.
True.
It could be like, you know, sad boy emo stuff because like that's the kind of music that I like. I do like emo and pop punk stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it could be. I have a shaved head, so I don't have the sweepy fringe. But
I was gonna to answer your question from before, coon tails. Essentially, I don't know if you did this, Jules, but I definitely did. But the girls used to like have the very specific emo girl haircut where like it was shorter on the top, long on the bottom.
Oh yeah.
And then you dye your hair in stripes.
Oh, like
so
raccoon.
It looked like a raccoon tail.
Right. Oh gross. Yeah, that was awful.
I didn't do it because my mum didn't let me dye my hair.
For the best.
Yeah, it was probably a good thing. But I did have the sweeping fringe.
Of course. That's one that it's easier to access. I look back to, I guess, you know, trends of the time. I think we've even spoken about this, Jules, where it's like the sweepy fringe, the dyeing your hair, the chemically straightened whatever. It's like my parents, there's no world that they would have ever let me do that. So I couldn't jump hardcore on a trend. Like, so yeah, I did like some of that sort of emo-y sad boy music when I was a teenager to make me feel something. And then, but there's no way I could fully conform to that thing because mum and dad were like, no, why, you want to dye your hair black? not that I ever wanted to do that, but I was like, it was never going to ever be an option.
Yeah.
Ooh. Which is, you know, good move for my parents.
But the best in hindsight.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm. Yep. Elia? Share yours. Yes.
Mine is very short, sweet. It was from.
Is it sweet?
Yeah, it's sweet.
All right, mate, back off.
There's a lot of photos there, but 12 years ago, I said, calling up work and saying, "Hey, I can't make it today because I lost my voice."
Oh, that's it?
That was it. That's it. That's all
even,
it was.
It's not really a joke. Even, it's just like a bit of a Dear Diary moment.
That's kind of, I feel like that's what I did on Facebook back in like back in the day, was just use it as a diary and get attention from whoever I had a crush on at the time.
I used to, I would post like an angsty post and be like, I hope this person knows that it's targeted at them.
You wouldn't do the MSN log in, log out constantly, go and 100%. Go to get their attention?
No. 100%.
You double down, you do both.
Yep.
Is that both. How you met your you partner?
You have been going out a long time.
Yeah, six years, but no, not during those.
Do you talk to him on the phone or is it just MSN?
It's by carrier pigeon, actually.
Oh, very nice.
Whoa, yeah. How old are you?
How old are you?
Well, the pigeons can't be that old, so you know, it's still within reason. So all right, so that's on tomorrow. Hopefully we get some listeners on to talk about their embarrassing stuff, because there's some pretty... Well, there's, you know, we might have to monitor them, make sure that they're not like...
I just think, hopefully they're brave and then they're not stupid.
Yep.
Yeah, or offensive.
Or do a me.
Yeah. Like, we'll make sure we pre-record them before we go to air, and then I can censor them if need be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is the unfortunate reality of... Because, 10 years ago, different times.
Yep.
As we've learned,
don't say certain things.
Can't do certain things. Mm-hmm. You know, it sounds like we're middle-aged and be like, oh, you remember 10 years ago?
The youth!
You were allowed to get away with this and that, and sound like I'm Russell Brand over here.
Oh. That hasn't aged well.
Russell Brand, 10 years ago, but no one batted an eyelid. A lot of people batted eyelids, as it turns out.
Mm.
Not okay. Hey, we're moving on. Enjoy the rest of the best bits from the show this morning. We'll be back tomorrow morning with a brand new podcast. Bye.
Nick, a etiquette expert, has come out to tell us on how we should be enjoying fun in the sun as the warmer weather approaches.
Okay. It's nice.
I don't mind this, whether you're hanging out at the beach or maybe at the river.
Ooh. All right. Yeah, summer's around the corner. It feels like it came early, actually, these last couple of days.
El Nino is approaching. But this is the thing, right? You can either follow these tips from this etiquette expert, or you can do the complete opposite and make some enemies. It's up to you. Choose your own adventure, I suppose.
Well, I don't have enough enemies.
Well, you can create some.
I have the healthy amount for an adult to have.
Let's go through them. The expert suggests that we should not sit too close together. Real estate is prime. We understand. We want to lap up the rays. But we should.
You're not going to steal someone's rays by sitting next to them.
But the best way to ensure that it's okay to sit close to each other is to just eyeball people, to have the eye contact.
I got to say, as a guy at the beach, I do my best to not stare at anyone.
Well, the etiquette expert suggests maybe a bit of eye contact is okay.
All right. If the expert's saying it, what else we got?
You should also be careful of your music choices.
Sure.
If you listen to bad music, maybe don't, especially in public.
If you've got bad taste, get good taste. I only play R&B Fridays bangers, don't worry.
Keep the volume low. Make sure any bad words, they could be in AirPods, maybe in a way that no one else hears them.
Only listen to the clean edits.
That's right. And last but not least, keep the displays of affection on the down low. You don't need to do anything in public.
That's true, and... I don't have a partner at the moment, so it's not like I have someone to do that public display. I certainly shouldn't do solo public displays of affection. That's incredibly illegal in a public space. I am going to give you, I guess, some horrifically unqualified health advice right now. So just sort of if you are looking to potentially, get your
summer bod in check, all that stuff.
Want to eat more healthy?
Yep.
This is how you do it. The thing is, for me, unlike a lot of people, temptation, that's the hardest part.
Yes.
Because, it's very easy to eat healthy, but then all the fun foods, they start to sort of creep in.
The Tim Tams appear in the pantry, and then all of a sudden, all 11 disappear.
All of a sudden, I've gone out to dinner a couple of nights this week, and I shouldn't have, and X, Y, and Z. I'm going to tell you how to, I guess, stop that from happening. I've done it accidentally, inadvertently, with certain food groups. I've accidentally eliminated food groups from my diet because what I've been doing... And here's the thing about being out, you can buy whatever you want when you go to the supermarket. That's the best part about it.
It's great.
And so because I haven't eaten tons of seafood the last few weeks, I've gone, I should eat more seafood.
So, yes, Nick, I will grant you that opportunity. Go for your life.
And I just don't know what the quantities to buy it in. So I bought like a kilo of prawns.
What do you mean you don't know the quantities of how much seafood to buy?
Well, I don't know how many prawns I would eat in a sitting. So I bought a kilo of prawns.
You don't know how hungry you were.
Exactly. I don't know what's going on. And then I leave the prawns to the last like day before they expire and before they start to get a little bit.
Did you forget them in the fridge?
Absolutely.
Mm.
Guaranteed. And then so that I didn't waste them, I have had a few meals of like where it's like, Nick ate here, I'll have a kilo of just prawns.
What?
Just prawns. Or I had the other day, I had 600 grams of just baby octopus.
Mm.
And here's the thing, I never want to eat any of those things ever again.
So your strategy is to consume things in copious amounts that you never wanted ever again.
Exactly. I know a lot of people do that with various alcohols. If they have a big night on alcohol, you don't touch that alcohol.
I'm never drinking again.
I'm never touching prawns again. I'm probably not going to touch baby octopus again. So if you want to apply this to your regular life, all of a sudden you've just got to pick the unhealthy food groups.
Yes.
And you've got to just overindulge once, but then never again.
I don't think this works because eat your I will posit Mars you
bars
this.
And you'll never eat a Mars bar again.
I will posit you this. Easter. I eat all the chocolate I could possibly think of, I could possibly dream of, could exist ever.
Mm.
And I still want chocolate. I still want chocolate again. I do it every single year. Okay. I haven't learnt my lesson, Nick.
I did say that I wasn't qualified. So take that with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking to give up salt, have a kilo of salt, you'll be fine. Because I've got a way for people listening right now to potentially get a few extra inches in height.
Okay, I'm glad you said height.
Yeah, well, I mean,
not for me, but you know, maybe people listening.
If you want to grow that monster dong, obviously this isn't the show for you.
Oh my God.
Legally fine. It's legally fine. Everyone relax.
Dong is fine.
Thanks, producer Ellie. I don't know if anyone heard that, but dong is fine. All right. Everyone calm down for a quick second and just hit a quick mental reset because I'm trying to actually be helpful to people listening right now. There's something that Victorians can do and expose themselves to according to a new survey and study that's been released, findings that suggest that if you are exposed to this whilst growing up and into parts of your early adult life, that it might make you grow taller.
Okay. Something throughout your childhood that you're exposed to regularly makes you taller?
Between everyone in this studio right now, me being, I think, of above average height, you being of average height.
I think, Aaliyah, bang
below
on.
Below average. Yep. I think we've got a real interesting case study here.
We do.
So according to this new study that's come out, and they've been looking at like historical evidence over the last like hundreds of years, even linking back to the Depression in the 1800s in the UK.
Wow, they've really done their research.
Realised that for a child to grow up nice and tall, they need to be exposed to a loving family. And that is apparently, why is that funny? Am I insane here? Is that not a nice thing? What were you expecting? Steroids?
I don't know. Like exposure to like a tall basketball team or like.
That's even weird. That's dumber.
Live in a house that like you have to reach it to the top shelf. So you have to do all these calf raises so and just, then you're lengthen forced your to body.
Evolve that way. No, it's just.
Let's have a loving family, guys.
If mum and dad are just nice to you. So you're more inclined to.
How does that correlate?
Because you're not going to be. I think it's like there's stress hormones when you're obviously not in a good home environment that stunt growth. But then I guess there's also links that suggest that in feeling supported does also, I guess, release other hormones that is a little more conducive to growing tall.
That's so lovely and wholesome.
And I didn't realize that I grew up in an above average niceness household. But I guess
you
I
surprised?
Did.
Well, you were deprived of anything in your childhood, unless it was school holidays.
It's true. Maybe my parents had it right. Like I'm 6 foot two. It's a bit taller than the average bloke. So maybe they were nice. You're very average. So obviously your parents, obviously, you know.
What about producer Aaliyah? That says
well,
a lot.
I mean, it's, your mum and dad must have been rude. Well, for you, it means that they obviously, you know, for every nice thing, they said a bad thing.
Level it out.
Mum and dad played good cop, bad cop my entire life.
Nick and Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast.